While watching the news the other night, I was particularly struck by a woman in Louisiana, you know, where all the floods have been, with tears rolling down her cheeks, telling how her house and her car had been swept away in the floods and that she'd actually lost everything. It was a really sad picture to see, you know. But the sad irony was that she was wearing a T-shirt with the words on "Laissez le bon temps rouler," let the good times roll. It was so kind of sad seeing that, you know. Good times, they certainly were not for her. As we all know, we're reaching a critical time for taking action against climate change, and many world leaders, including Pope Francis, of course, will be in Glasgow in November for the COP26 talks. Even climate change skeptics and petrol heads like Jeremy Clarkson, for example, now acknowledge, grudgingly perhaps, that we do have a serious problem. And for those who still deny it, they only have to look at the disruptive weather patterns which are causing chaos, not only in impoverished countries like Haiti, but in the US too. And you all probably saw all the raging out of control fires in Greece recently as well. When disasters like this actually strike, how do you cope? Not just physically, but mentally. Well, you certainly need courage and you certainly need perseverance. Today's quote from the prophet Isaiah was written at a time when the Israelites were going through a terrible period of oppression by their Edomite captors. They can see no way out. They're totally depressed by it. Their hearts are faint. And then comes Isaiah with his message. He says to them, "Courage, do not be afraid. Look, your God is coming." And his message is rich in the promise of the good times to come. These trials, he's saying, will not last forever, and your life will be better than it was before. The Messiah will change everything, but he could be a long time a coming. So in the meantime, what you need is courage and never ever to give up hope. I watched a film a few weeks ago of a family who got caught up in a terrorist attack in Cambodia. And as the terrorists began killing all foreigners, this family fled to the roof of the hotel, where the only escape route was to leap across a 6-foot gap, which was 50 foot above the ground. And terrified, and with her husband screaming at her and virtually pushing her, the wife actually made the leap. And then he threw their two children across to her to catch. And then he took a flying leap across it himself. And eventually, they made it in a stolen boat to the safety of Vietnam. This was a story of personal courage, born out of desperation and fueled by adrenaline. And courage is one of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's specifically designed to help us to do the right thing, regardless of the pressure that we're under. And no doubt, you know, perhaps in our own personal little lives, we've all had to exercise it at some times when we are speaking up for ourselves or maybe speaking out against injustice. Personal courage is one thing, but what about when it's needed on a national or a universal scale? Not so easy to exercise. The oppression of the Israelites suffering under the Edomites has been repeated many times throughout history. And today, of course, as you know, it's playing out for real in Afghanistan, in scenes that we see on the telly, which are very reminiscent of that film that I was telling you about. Sadly, many of the people, unlike the people in the film, will actually make it to the safety of Pakistan, England, Canada, or the US. And those who are left will, like the Israelites, languish in exile for God knows how long. But who knows what fate awaits the small community of Christians who are absolutely terrified at the moment and trying their best, you know, to get out. So all these people will need to hear Isaiah's same message of hope from those of us in the free world that one day things will get better. Clearly, many of you have been greatly moved by their plight. I took a huge mountain of supplies for the refugees to Clitheroe last night. The money bus was full of the stuff that you had donated, so thank you for that. And things will get better. History shows that, like all despotic regimes which make life unbearable for their people, there will come a time when they will be toppled. This will be either by armed insurrection or through the perseverance of good people who just keep plugging away for a change of heart in their oppressors. Just think, for example, how long it took for the abolitionists to finally outlaw slavery. Just down the road in Lancaster from Giant Axe Field, where many of our Catholic martyrs were executed, now stands our Catholic cathedral. Catholic emancipation took 350 years in our own country, but we got there. Remember Martin Luther King's final speech, "I have seen the promised land. I may not get there with you." Prophetic words, because the very next day, of course, he was shot dead. But they did get there. Not long after his death, segregation became illegal. So the conclusion is that God will never allow evil, even when it's rampant, to triumph over good forever. So perhaps today we could offer a prayer for our Afghanistan brothers and sisters to have courage as they await God's coming, however long that might be. But let's also pray that in the meantime, they will be able to live a semi-normal life without persecution and hopefully not lose all the freedoms that they have gained over the last 20 years.